From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. The Reverend William McCrae is our singer today, and he will be singing for us the lovely Fanny Crosby favorite, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. John chapter 6, the verses 59 to 66, are the verses we will be considering, and our study is entitled, Turning Back from Christ. We will be looking at those verses in just a moment. Let me give you a quick reminder of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We will be taking up a new study in the book of Job. It's entitled, Guarding Our Lips. Chapter 3 and the verse 1 of that lovely book is where we will be turning in our program this evening. We will, of course, also have another excerpt from our featured sermon, Honoring the Father by Hearing the Son. I hope those who have sent for the free copy of this sermon tape are enjoying it and are making good use of it. Remember also that printed notes of our radio Bible studies are available. Just request them, and I will put your name on our monthly mailing list. Now here is the Reverend William McCrae singing that lovely hymn, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. After we listen to him, we'll be turning to John chapter 6, the verses 59 to 66.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, to pass me by. Trusting only in my merits, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, for the life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While another's thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Our subject today is Turning Back from Christ, and we're looking at John chapter 6, the verses 59 to 66. the Savior is coming to the end of this particular discourse. This sermon possibly began in the open air. Verses 24 to 25 suggest this. But most certainly it was concluded in the synagogue. Verse 59 shows that to be so. The reaction of part of his audience was very hostile. And we are faced again with this solemn truth. How stubborn and resistant to the gospel is the human heart. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" Verse 60. The world has echoed to such mutterings and complaints since time began. It is not new for men to question the Word of God. God's Word has always appeared hard to believe and harder still to obey in the eyes of unbelieving men. As long as the human heart is given to pride and self-indulgence, there will always be those who will say of the gospel, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" The full measure of this stubbornness is seen only when we remember that, first of all, those who said it were professing disciples. They had shown some inclination, at least, to follow Christ. Here they were in a synagogue, and yet they refused the Savior's words. How many say they are disciples, but prove themselves to be anything but disciples by their rejecting of the Word of God? It is in the light of God's Word that our true character is discerned. Again, these were privileged men. They had seen miracles wrought before their eyes. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." Verse 26. They were in Capernaum, a city that, according to Christ on another occasion, had been exalted to heaven, Luke chapter 10 and the verse 15, by the miracles and the words spoken in its midst. Thirdly, it appears that the doubters were in the majority. In matters related to the gospel, history tells us that the majority has rarely been correct in its views. The Savior reinforces this truth in Matthew chapter 7, the verses 13 and 14. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait or narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." There were many involved in this rejection of Christ's words. Verses 60 and 66 indicates this. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. You know, today is a day when the rejectors of Christ's words are the many. They're in the majority. The second point I want you to notice is that it was the insistence by this people on understanding Christ's word in a worldly, physical sense, rather than in a spiritual manner, that caused the difficulties. The Savior says in verse 63, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." His words were spiritual words, and were not to be understood as referring to fleshly or earthly matters. The Jews were repulsed at the idea of eating and drinking of Christ in a physical sense, and rightly so. It is not by a physical eating that life comes to the soul, but by a spiritual feasting. The soul, a spiritual entity, cannot be nourished by physical food. The words of Christ, applied to the soul by the power of the Holy Spirit, are the means of life in the soul. How many believe that by physical, religious exercises and observances they may have life imparted to the soul? Please heed these words of Christ today and put away such a notion. Now, the third main point I want you to notice is that the real cause of this muttering against Christ was unbelief. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Verse 64. The one who believes that Jesus is the Savior of the world has no difficulty with these words. They don't find them hard. These words are, however, seized upon as a basis for objection by those who are merely looking for an excuse to reject Christ. The Lord Jesus is not deceived by man's complaining. He knows its true cause and its true source: unbelief. The final point I want to make is this: unbelief can be overcome only by the grace and power of God. And he said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." Verse 65. Going away from Christ, objecting to his word, and complaining about his message is the natural thing with man. Coming to Christ and believing upon him and rejoicing in him is something that man can do only by the power of God. We cannot come to Christ except the will and the ability to come have been given us of God the Father. You will reject the gospel, die, and go to hell unless you are drawn to Christ by the grace of God. You need to cry out in prayer unto God that he might have mercy upon you and draw your heart to him in faith, that you might receive his word and feast upon it to the saving of your soul. William McCrae sang for us, "Pass me not, O gentle Saviour, hear my humble cry, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by." Make that your prayer today. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.